To order. Selectmen's meeting, today the 15th, November 15th, 2019. We'll start with the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a roll call.
Dalton Goldie.
Boy Charles.
Brian Brock.
And Susan Young.
Donna Becker. So just to recap quickly, when we feed all of the information to the DRA, you know, all the different forms from the school and the county and estimated revenues and all that, they come up with what our tax commitment needs to be, how much money we have to collect. That information, when the information was fed into the tax system, we were coming out too low. Because the DRA gives you a high and a low. Your number has to be between this much. They give you like a 0.5%. We were coming out too low. We couldn't figure out why. Going through some of the forms, we realized that some of the elderly and disabled exemptions hadn't translated properly on one of the forms. We fixed those, which brought the taxable assessment down a little bit, which meant we had to start all over again, get everything refigured, and now we have the new tax numbers. So what I did was I took the information from the web portal from the DRA and reapplied what you had voted on to apply from the unreserved fund balance. And that is what you're looking at now, which is the 1860. Because I just went ahead, I kind of took it upon myself to go ahead and just apply what you had voted on to apply before, so.
You know what I don't understand? After our last meeting, the tax rate was going to be 1904.
No, excuse me, 1852.
Yep. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it was 1852 after the applied.
Right. Before the meeting, that's what the tax
correct.
Rate was.
Yeah. Okay. Before we applied.
So it turned out, that's right?
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
So that would be the new tax rate is the.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would just be a matter of voting on that if that's what you would like to do.
Why would we do otherwise?
I don't know. Based on the meeting last Friday, I just kind of assumed that you would apply the same number and it would just vote on the new number.
Well, that's good for reference purposes.
Yeah.
At this point, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse. I know we had decided that we would take the excess or anything we have left over on the budget and we'd put it towards lowering the taxes of this year's bill more. Correct? You all recall
yeah,
that's
that? What we, that's yeah. what we just done.
And again, I'm just going to ask you one more time to really think about reconsidering that. Next year, it appears that we're going to have a lot of expenses. We'll, if the taxpayers approve, we'll have a fire truck that they're asking for. I believe there may be a warrant article going in to increase the elderly exemptions, which is going to take more money from our revenues. I reviewed these minutes again and several times, and especially one selectman kept talking about how important it is to save. Have a savings account several times throughout the minutes. You know, we need to save our money. Do they want to save their money? We need to give the voters the opportunity to make that decision. And in my opinion, what we did when we took the excess balance, instead of putting it into the fund balance, along with hopefully that 375, what we've done is we're trying to use it for this year, when the taxes are already reasonable, in my opinion, instead of saving it, adding it to that 375 and saving it for next year when we know we're going to have, or it's predicted we will have a lot of big expenses. The school budget, as some do or don't know, is over $9 million. So they have a 2.37% increase over this year's budget. We now, I think it's dropped from 6% for the town. It's down probably to 5.9 something. So we're asking the taxpayers for next year's bills to look at these types of increases, and we don't even know what the other warrant articles are going to be. We know there's $30,000 for the Smith Library for the well and septic, and I'm not gonna. You guys understand how it works. You can make your own informed decision, but I'm just going to ask you again to think very carefully about whether we need that money this year to lower what I call a reasonable tax impact, or it might be better utilized next year where it appears that there are going to be some expenses that will cause it to go back up. Brian?
So I assume you're referring to the 375. Is that what you're referring to?
No, the 375, I think we all agreed to put that in the unreserved.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
So what are you referring
to? Hold on, Brian, that's not what her statement is incorrect.
Oh, go ahead.
She just said that we all agreed to put that in the reserve fund balance. We haven't included it, just like we haven't included the $39,000 from the state of New Hampshire. The $375,000 is pretended that, and the $39,000 at this point in this conversation has not been included. We've held that over for the next year's revenue.
Okay.
Right. So it was not included in the estimated revenues that I submitted.
Now, at the meeting the other night, we said that it was.
No, but I corrected.
Not you. Not you.
Yeah. Okay, because I did correct myself.
Because I questioned.
And I said, Brian, we got this.
Yeah.
I told you it wasn't. I sat right there.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't clarified enough to me.
I told you that it wasn't. Yeah. You're 39,000.
All right, so that 39 is there. Okay.
Yeah, it's not included in the estimated revenues.
Okay.
So
anyway, so we all know what we're doing here.
Yeah.
So how much are you talking about?
So other than those two amounts, the 375 and the 39,
yeah,
aren't we also taking some money from the unreserved fund balance to lower the taxes even lower this year?
That's the money that we didn't spend that we appropriated.
Okay. How much is that?
$259,000, right, Don?
Yeah. It's $250,099.
So that's what we applied to lower the taxes.
Yes.
Which is about 50 cents on the tax.
And I'm asking...
For more?
No, I'm asking to save it, to put it in the unreserved fund balance so that we have it available next year to alleviate some of the tax impact.
So the taxes would be about 50 cents a thousand higher this year.
Right.
If there was nothing applied, if we didn't apply any of the unreserved fund balance, it would be 1909.
Okay. See, that's, I think, where you got your...
Yeah, I think that goes against, personally, that goes against the thought over the years that, you know, I know the school board's been crucified over the years for not applying the fund balance, and we can't always plan on what's going to happen next year. There's too many unknowns. We don't know.
But we do know, I think, what's being proposed.
Well, we know it's being proposed, but we don't know what the impact's going to be. So, you know,
I'm not going to
leave it the way it is.
Yep. Whatever the board decides. So... I'm not sure.
It's the people's money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding more than we should.
No, we're not. We're holding.
Well, we're holding the right amount.
Yeah. We're holding exactly what our policy said up until the time that 3 weeks ago, Monday, that I
we're still at 11.5.
Right.
So the only reason we changed it to more, if we had to apply that 375, we wanted a little bit of time to use it. Now we got a whole year plus two elections to go through if we want to use it for something. The people will get a chance to vote on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Sorry, Sue.
So, no, that's all right. No, I don't mind. I just wanted to bring it up and go on record so that the people understand what I'm saying.
That's right.
Because a couple of years ago, what we did is we took unreserved fund balance to level fund the taxes, and then the next year it jumped and we heard about
it. And that can happen.
So I'm trying to avoid that,
Just to clarify this, if for some reason you're thinking something different than what I think this is going, there's no reason why we couldn't apply the $375,000 that now we know there's been a closing in a recording, that money is in pretty much in hand. Has we received the check?
Most of it.
Okay, except for the $7,000?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've received the check. So now we have the cash. We can count it towards this year's fund balance, which is $1.6 million. We can add that $375,000, we can increase the fund balance to 15% like we said
right.
we did at meeting, only for a specific reason.
Right.
And I think if you read the minutes, you can go back next year and redo the policy if you'd like.
Correct.
But we get that done prior to for a specific reason.
Correct.
So if you want to sway this around and manipulate the numbers, you can add the 375 back into the fund balance and go from 1.6 to 1.975 approximately, and then go to the 15% and hold 1.8 million, 1.89 something in the reserve fund balance, and use $100,000 back to the customers, back to your people, and you'd have a tax rate in the 1870, 1880 range. It's pretty simple.
It's just
we got a deal here. We got a year to work. That was the only intent, and we keep trying to.
And at that point, not do that warrant article. Then what is what you're saying for the 375 to be?
Well, it's in the fund balance. You still have to do a warrant article.
I know it's in there, right.
But it's got to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. But not specifically targeting that money for like the police department.
That's correct.
We wouldn't be doing that.
That's correct.
Right.
So that was the whole intent 3 weeks ago Monday.
But that warrant article, if it passes, will transfer that $375,000 to the trustees of the trust fund.
That's right.
Correct.
Right.
And it won't show up as revenue because
correct.
People already voted right. on it next year when we're sitting
correct.
Here.
Yeah.
And it won't be available in the fund balance.
Now, my question on that would be.
Won't need to be.
If we did do that, continue to do that, and the money gets approved to be put into that capital reserve fund for the PD at a later date of the following year, is it possible to rescind that by the vote of the town to say, we want to take that capital reserve, we're not going to do that, and apply it to the fund
sure.
balance?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Sure.
Sure. Right, but I don't know. I don't know what the process is. If you want to take that and not make it so prohibitive or so specific to just a police building.
Well, that's what we agreed on that night, so, I mean.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Muck up the waters and try to.
Well, no, well, but that has to go through the whole process
correct.
Anyway, but I'm saying if we want to take that and make it a general capital improvement fund, I think we have to go back and say, no, we were just kidding. Now we want to make it a general capital improvement fund where it could go to.
You can repurpose a capital, because we did that with.
That was my question.
Yeah, through the vote
yes.
of the legislative body.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to draft that warrant article so it goes into a general capital improvement?
I tried to, but
no,
that didn't go.
I think we
go
had
ahead.
Extensive conversation.
Yeah, we did have the. Yeah,
yeah.
I think the intent here was good.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, we did.
Once
we
again,
plowed that ground.
If you put that into the fund balance now and vote on it and it doesn't get passed, the selectmen can go back and reset the policy prior to and setting the tax rate and use that money that don't get approved
right.
for a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
look,
I
got this.
Yeah,
I've done
this
before.
If it doesn't, yeah.
yeah.
That's
fine.
With all due respect, most of us here have done this before.
Yeah, okay.
I think every one of us
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
It's not that people don't understand.
Oh, it is true. It is that people don't understand. Because just a few minutes ago, and I'm not being, you didn't understand that the 375 and the 39,000 wasn't in here.
Because at the last meeting we asked that.
No, right. you did, and she gave you an answer. And
no, at the last meeting that we just had, the 39 was supposedly in here.
Right.
But
and
I went
I
back and I
right.
checked,
she
and
came.
I came
Donna
back
wasn't
and.
Here for that meeting.
Oh, no,
right.
no. Last
yes,
Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
yeah.
talking about
it. I told
right.
you it was.
Okay.
Well, you said you would, but.
He's trying to
you
get
know?
It from the source.
I'm trying to get it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
well,
book.
She's not
yeah.
here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But
last Friday I had clarified that it wasn't in the
definitely.
Estimate because
I
went back and I checked.
That's different than me
yeah.
saying I thought it wasn't in there and you said, yeah, it's not in there. But
yeah.
Anyway, so it's clarified now.
Yeah. All right. So I'll take a motion whenever anybody's ready and we'll go from there.
Well, we set the tax rate. We amend our previous decision to set the tax rate at 1852 and. 1860 and move it to, or it was originally 1852. I move the tax rate be established at $18.60.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'm going to oppose again, just because it's not a big deal.
It isn't.
So it's now 502 million, that's the correct number? Do we need the right number? I mean, do we have a corrected MS-1 there or something?
I do.
Because that's really an important document in this town. It's the one.
Yeah, it's 508.
508. Can you give me the exact number?
I can. 508-202-255.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's with the utilities.
Yep.
Which is what most of the stuff is based on.
Just for your information, to you people, down here on the bottom of this front page, it says total property tax commitment, $9,360,000.
Yep.
That's the commitment that we have to appropriate. The total budget is $12,100,000, correct, Donna?
It is $12,225,866, before any adjustments.
And if you were to figure your fund balance, reserve fund balance, if you want to call it that, you figure it off of that number.
Correct.
Not the $9 million.
You don't take out the revenues that offset it.
You figure it off your total budget.
Okay.
And the total budget is $12,225,000.
So the difference between the $9 million municipal tax effort and the total budget is the revenue?
It's revenues and any school grants or, you know, state money that they get.
Those that comes from the state, most of it.
Ours is unadjusted.
So the fund balance is a percentage of that $12 million?
That's correct, not the $9 million.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's overstated right there.
10%, it's 1.2, roughly.
Sure.
According to the recommendations of the DRA, yes, it is. It's more than what they would recommend anyway, so, I mean, we're good. This is, I think this is a good way to do it.
So we hold more than 11.5% of what we actually have to pay out in taxes every year. Quite a bit more, yeah? Okay.
Well, not necessarily, because in that $11.4 million that we have in the reserve fund balance today,
Yep.
there's like $600,000, $700,000 owed to us in back taxes.
That's right, it's not all cash.
It's half of that.
Right.
And it usually runs that way.
Yep, that's right.
So you always got to remember that.
It's not cash in the bank.
It's receivable.
It's not truly money.
That's right.
It's not tangible.
Right.
Boy, that's right. Yeah, that's a big deal right there.
50%, 60% of it, maybe.
That's why years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, when you come in here and the fund balance was $600,000, and they were running out of money.
You were running a deficit.
They were running out of money at the end of the year, and in the end of May, pay the bills.
Yep.
It was, so.
Actually, years ago, way back, even further than that, Colin, I remember times when the town would be borrowing money.
Really, yeah, for sure.
That's why it's a good idea, and I guess she must have been quoting from the minutes that I, you know, saving is a good thing.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to be proactive instead of having to ask the voters for a whole bunch of money, tell them that they already have the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a motion to.
Move to adjourn?
Adjourn, yep.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you.